Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Biden running for president the first time he ran.
Oh,
when Johnny
yeah.
Carson was the host of that same show, The Tonight Show. That's how long he's been running for president. He's,
same result.
He's run for president three times, spread out over three decades, and he's yet to finish above fourth? Is that correct?
Yeah, highest is fourth.
And I apologize for that.
There's no apology needed, really, but in any caucus or primary. Even in it, just you'd think, well, the people of Colorado love Joe Biden, Jim. No, he's never found that state. He literally cannot find a state to vote for him. But somebody, and listen, old Joe. I mean, he's I'm not going to say he's got a foot in the grave, but you know, it's he's certainly got a foot at the driveway of the cemetery. Anyway, he's an old guy, but he got talked and cajoled and arm twisted into running for president. And so, you know it was against his better judgment.
So The Tonight Show making fun of him last night and The Tonight Show making fun of him decades ago.
Now, on the political scene, one of the Democratic candidates is Senator Joseph Biden. Have you seen the problem he's been having? He went around and made a speech. And apparently, he quoted I think it was a British politician, took his speech and kind of paraphrased it as his own. Not to worry, he reassured his staff. He said, we have nothing to fear but fear itself.
Mockery.
So a joke about Biden not being good at running for president from the host of The Tonight Show, Johnny Carson.
Was that 88?
And from Jimmy Fallon.
Or 87?
That is something. And Ian Bremmer points out in his Twitter feed that in the last 40 years, there's only been one person not win Iowa or New Hampshire and end up be president, and that was Bill Clinton. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, well,
and no precedent matters, as we've said over and over again. Might as well throw it out the door. It's a different game now. Is what it is.
Right, which is fine. That's fine. I'm so tired of listening to the pontificators. I keep getting sucked in by the cable news types and the alleged political wizards who write for the big papers talking about the probable this, that, and the other in South Carolina. We just found out. This morning that what was the percentage of folks in New Hampshire that weren't even decided till they watched the debate Friday night?
Half made up their mind after the debate.
So how many polls did you see of New Hampshire in the preceding 6 months? I mean, it's just ridiculous to look at. It means nothing.
And then national polls. Well, you can't overstate how meaningless those are.
Right. Well, and in the tournament of idiocy, leaping ahead of that would be the national polls if Trump ran against X, Y, or Z.
Right.
After, you know, 10% of people are really paying attention
You're literally, and I'm using literally on purpose, knowing what the word means, you're literally discussing something that has no foundation of truth. If you have that discussion based on those numbers.
Right.
It's a completely a hypothetical.
Yeah.
There's nothing to base the conversation on.
Right.
It'd be the same as if.
What if a unicorn fought a griffin?
Yeah, what if Biden had two heads and Trump could fly? Who do you think would win? It's the same conversation as looking at the poll numbers.
The flying guy in that one.
I don't know what two heads would be. I don't know. At least you could have a discussion amongst yourselves and come up with a good plan.
You could sing harmonies. Sing Simon Garfunkel classics by yourself.
Came across this earlier, not political related at all, thank God. You're not listening. Here's why in the New York Times. There's an unconscious tendency to tune out people you feel close to because you think you already know what they're going to say.
Oh, boy.
Does it count if I already know what they're going to say?
If I was right.
Yeah. If I'm right. You know, that boy, that reminds me, my wife, she's such a honey. I mean, I love her like crazy, but I will unleash what I think is really a pretty nice riff at home, just to stay in practice, you know. And she'll give me the, and I'll think, wait a minute, not only was that like a fake laugh, but I don't think you heard
right.
my riff.
Yeah, that happens.
That was a really good riff.
Well, this explains why it happens. It's incredibly ironic about interpersonal communication, but studies have shown the closer we feel towards someone, the less likely we are to listen to them. It's called the closeness communication bias, and over time it can strain even end relationships.
So I should be flattered by the fact that she's ignoring me.
It means you're close.
Yeah.
Once you know people well enough to feel close, there's an unconscious tendency to tune them out because you think you already know what they're going to say. It's kind of like when you've traveled a certain route many times, so you no longer notice signposts or scenery or anything like that.
Yeah.
Yep. The closeness communication bias is at work when romantic partners feel they don't know each other anymore, or when parents discover their children are up to things they never would have imagined. It could occur when two people spend all their time together and have many of the same experiences. Blah, 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 blah. Some more of the research. Social science researchers have repeatedly demonstrated the closeness communication bias in experimental setups where they paired subjects first with friends or spouses, then with strangers. In each scenario, the researchers asked subjects to interpret what their partners were saying. While the subjects predicted that they would more accurately understand, obviously, and be understood by those who they had a close relationship with, they didn't. They didn't understand them any better than the strangers, often worse. Of course, I would understand what Joe's going to say or my wife's going to say, because I know them really well.
Sure.
But no, I don't pay attention to them as close as I do to the stranger.
Here he goes with the blah, blah, blah.
Because I know what Joe's going to say. Good
well,
Lord.
I get it. A stranger.
Why, listen.
Well, right. Well, many people have made that same judgment through the years.
What an interesting, I'm going to work on that now that I know it.
Well, if you're talking to a stranger, you don't know which direction they're going to go.
Yeah.
They might say something insightful. They might say something idiotic. They might say something threatening.
Well,
you just go, no, you got to be on your toes.
Yeah, and there's all kinds of things you're trying to do. With a stranger, I'm trying to figure out right away. Well, first of all, our animal brains are trying to figure out, are you a threat to me anymore?
Friend or foe?
Am I safe talking to you? Are you about to attack me? Then I'm trying to figure out, usually, how smart are you? Are you pretty sharp? Are you kind of dumb? You know, you're trying to interpret that. You got a number of things you're trying to figure out, so you're listening to them. All those decisions have been made with people I'm close. My wife's not going to attack me. I know exactly where I rank her on the smart list. You know, anybody else that you know.
Your wife's not going to attack you yet.
New phrase in my house, I ignore you because I love you.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not listening because I feel so close to you.
No, I didn't hear that. It's because you're so special to me. Because we're so close. So no.
Why can't you see that?
I didn't hear a thing you just said.
Oh, boy. We talked about this last week. Yeah. Yeah, we did. Yeah, I remember. What did we say?
How often does that happen
either
in a marriage?
One of us?
You don't remember the other day when we discussed this specifically? I'm going to pick them up, then you're going to... No? Okay, we got nothing.
Yeah, I got to admit. I can get a little testy about that.
With my son, I don't think it's a closeness thing. It could be. But I have to get his attention. I got to make sure. Because pause the TV. No sound.
Oh,
I want
yeah.
you to look at me.
Oh,
are
yeah.
you looking at me right now?
Yep.
Or I often, after I say something, what did I just say? I have to say.
Huh?
And regularly, the most common answer... to either one of my kids after what did I just say is, I don't know. Now, I want you to get your shoes. I want you to put them by the door so you know where they are in the morning and make sure your homework's in your backpack. What did I just say?
Put my shoes on in the morning.
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm not sure. Something about shoes. Oh, humans are so strange.
There we go. We all learned about closeness bias there. Play that out at home with your husband or wife or friend or whatever.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Yeah. Oh, did you hear they leveled new charges against old Jussie Smollett?
Hmm.
Some special prosecutor stepped in because the Chicago, you know, that Fox woman is so utterly corrupt that they said, wait a minute, you can't just dismiss charges out of nowhere and announce that, well, he agreed if we can keep the fine, we'd let him off. What is that? So as corrupt as Chicago and Illinois is, they decided that was not good, and they've re-leveled a bunch of charges against the guy for wasting hundreds of thousands of dollars of police money and the rest of it. You know, I'd like to see him fined just for whipping up racial animosity in the country for his own advantage. There's so many people doing that, and it's just unholy. I mean, it's immoral. It's awful.
We've got breaking news. Deval Patrick has dropped out of the 2020 presidential race. When we come back, we'll break down his candidacy, what went wrong, what went right, and where will his support go? No, we won't.
Armstrong and Getty.
Successful companies know that in order to grow faster, you must have the right tools. Whether you're doing $1 million, $10 million, or hundreds of millions in revenue, NetSuite by Oracle gives you the tools you need to accelerate your growth. With NetSuite, you get a full picture of your business, finance, inventory, HR, customers, and more. It's everything you need to grow, all in one place, right from your phone or computer. NetSuite will give you the visibility and control you need to make the right decisions and grow with confidence. That's why NetSuite customers grow faster than the S&P 500. NetSuite is the world's number one cloud business system, trusted by more than 19,000 companies. It's the last system you'll ever need. NetSuite. Business grows here. Schedule your free product tour right now and receive your free guide, 7 Key Strategies to Grow Your Profits, at netsuite.com/smart. That's netsuite.com/smart. netsuite.com/smart.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Armstrong and Getty, brought to you by Gendera 76 and Auto Service at Cypress and Pacelli, home of the sign. Redding's last full-service service station since 1979.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning your degree from one of the top business schools in the country might sound impossible to fit into your workload. But what if there were a business degree that advanced your career skills and gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors all on your schedule? One that opened doors to some of the most influential CEOs, tech companies, law firms, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. And what if you could earn that degree in as little as 16 months, 100% online? Find out more. Text DRIVE to 79645. Start on the path to earning your MBA or Business Analytics Master's degree online from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University today. Learn more about the graduate programs from the top-ranked W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University, offered 100% online. Text DRIVE to 79645. That's DRIVE to 79645.
This it right now? Oh, that works. It's putting me to sleep. Scientists have created an environmentally friendly lullaby for parents whose little chillens only go to sleep when they're in the car.
What's environmentally friendly lullaby?
It's kind of a stretch, honestly, if you ask me. But their kid finally goes to sleep when they're riding around in the car. I have had periods of raising babies when that was true. And you would do anything to get your kid to go to sleep, including driving around aimlessly.
Oh,
the environmentally friendly part, because you don't have to drive around to do it now. Is that?
I thought that was self-evident.
Oh, yeah. I didn't get that.
Oh, sorry. So instead of actually driving around, you play that for him.
Well, that's not going to work.
Oh, hell yeah, it is. Listen to this.
That's pretty good.
But you got the little tones.
There's something about the motion of the car or something. Because
the tones are killing me. Wow. Man, it makes me want to go to sleep.
What I tried to pull off so many times, still do, because I have to do this with Henry sometimes to get him to sleep, to go for a drive. We'll drive. I've driven hours with him recently to try to get him to sleep. But if I can get him to sleep and then slow down very gradually and then park, then I lean back my seat and I go to sleep. Now we're both asleep. That's what I try to pull off.
Jack, to further go down avenue.
That did make me really tired, though.
Oh, I know. Well, I was tired going in.
It's like I got shot with a dart.
Yeah, I know. That was amazing. Jack, the need for some children to ride around the car to fall asleep creates an issue for parents with zero-emission electric cars.
Oh,
because while they're great for the environment...
I hate you. Whoever you are, I hate you.
While they're great for the environment, the silent nature means they're not ideal for getting a baby to fall asleep.
My mom used to put me on the dryer.
That explains a lot.
Yeah. I was unconscious.
The tumbling.
But yeah, being unconscious helped me sleep.
Yeah, the dryer will do it. That's a good one. I've done that, too.
Aw, speaking of the environment, did you hear that it was 65 degrees in Antarctica the other day?
Mm.
65 degrees in the South Pole.
That's usual for this time of year?
It's unusual.
Oh.
It's very warm. It's the warmest temperature ever, they think, down there. They're verifying the record. I don't know how you do that. If the temperature says 65, what are you going to do? I check other thermometers, I guess, but that's warm. Which brings us to the global warming thing and the climate change. And you know, this conversation is so people arguing past each other and shouting past each other. If I were to concede 100% that little Greta Thunberg is right, and that it's beach weather in the Antarctic and the rest of it, if we, the United States of America, were to enact such draconian and extreme policies that it brought our carbon emissions way, way, way down, and we actually have been improving pretty quickly, but if we were to bring them way, way down to the point that we just cripple our economy and we have 40% in unemployment, we just take all the cars off the roads, blah, 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 blah. Japan is still building more coal plants and increasing their emissions. China, the most populous nation on earth, is increasing their emissions. India, which is in second place, is increasing their emissions. So we're going to cripple ourselves and make ourselves poverty-stricken for what? To make your conscience feel better as you go to sleep at night? Why don't you play that song instead? Put your head to sleep. Whoosh, ding, dong, whoosh, dong, ding.
Can I hear that? Yeah, there we go. Oh, boy.
I'm telling you, that's killing me. Thank you. Jack, you're less likely to go to sleep if you have two sexy, sexy lovers in your bed with you.
What?
A threesome is the most common sexual fantasy among Americans.
Is it?
According to a survey of thousands of individuals carried out by the Kinsey Institute of Sex Research. Blah, blah, blah. This Dr. Justin Laymiller did a book, Tell Me What You Want, is the name of the book. That's a sexy title. Highly diverse sample, aged 18 to 87.
87?
Yes, sir. 95% of men and 87% of women said they had fantasized about sex with multiple partners. A fantasy is different than a plan or a concrete desire.
How far do you have to go even to register as a fantasy? Yeah, that'd be kind of cool. Think about it for 2 seconds.
That's a fantasy.
Okay, you don't have to like fully be thinking about it throughout an entire sexual act. Or something.
How to get it done or desperately want it. No, you've just had a fantasy about it. But among those who had acted on it, the research revealed that threesomes were also the fantasy that was least likely to turn out well. Not least because all three individuals involved might have had very different expectations. Most people don't have a script for how a threesome should go. Well, if it's a script, then you're making a porn movie.
Yeah, well, I show up with the pizza.
Right. Yeah. It's very easy to think, this sounds like a great idea, but the reality is often very different from the way we picture it in our heads.
Any kind of threesome? Are we talking sword fighting or two women or what's going on here?
Oh, boy, I wish you hadn't gone there. Those who have not had a threesome, imagine it as a straightforward matter of multiplication. The connection, sensation of sex between two people multiplied by 150%. Couples especially may regard the third party as auxiliary, as an add-on to augment their pleasure. But this glosses over the vast potential for complexity beyond female-female-male or male-male-female gender composition. The fact that triple F or triple M are barely spoken of speaks for itself, does it? I don't know that it does. And I've lost track of who's who. Well, can we just assume for the moment that most straight guys want a second woman around?
Yes.
And I'm thinking most straight women don't, so that's where it ends, right?
I do not know.
I would push back against that.
You don't think that's true?
Yeah, yeah.
Is it, but what percentage? I don't actually have that in front of me. What percentage of women want an extra gal as opposed to a second feller? I don't know. That's an interesting question. I'll bet it's much more divided.
Jim? Jim, what do you think of my wife? That just seems so weird.
She's an excellent and generous love maker, Johnny.
Yeah, you do it when your cruise is docked at some place with somebody you're never going to see again. You can't do it with, you know, the clerk at the grocery store that you go to every week.
Hmm.
That's an interesting thought. I don't know. I'll go to a different grocery store. Things turn weird.
Hey, you thought about getting another career? Because I like this store a lot.
Hey, can you stop by the store on the way home? No. Not after what happened. No, I can't. I'm sorry, it seemed like a great idea. It can be an absolute sex romp, says Dr. Ryan Scotes of Coventry University.
That's not a real name.
That's his name.
Scotes.
He found the motivations went far beyond straightforward novelty seeking, from ticking off a sexual bucket list to settling psychological debts. For example, leveling the score with an unfaithful partner.
What?
I think that sounds like a great idea.
Oh, yeah.
They did you wrong, you do this, scales are even, everybody's happy.
That's guaranteed to turn out great.
Armstrong and Getty.
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning your degree from one of the top business schools in the country might sound impossible to fit into your workload. But what if there were a business degree that advanced your career skills and gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors all on your schedule? One that opened doors to some of the most influential CEOs, tech companies, law firms, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. And what if you could earn that degree in as little as 16 months, 100% online? Find out more. Text DRIVE to 79645. Start on the path to earning your MBA or Business Analytics Master's degree online from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University today. Learn more about the graduate programs from the top-ranked W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University offered 100% online. Text DRIVE to 79645. That's DRIVE to 79645.
Our parents, grandparents, and loved ones, as they grow older, face many risks. But together, we can make a difference. You can support the Gatekeepers Program, which provides support, care, and protection needed by our elders. Come to the Shining Affair, a fundraiser for Shining Care. Here's your hosts and Masters of Ceremony, Carl and Linda Bott, to tell you more.
That's right. Save the date. Saturday, February 15th, from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Wind River Resort and Casino.
Share the love.
for the Gatekeeper's Shining Affair, an elegant evening of entertainment to benefit at-risk elders. Remember, bling, sparkle, and shine. Show your love and support for our seniors.
Semi-formal to formal, come dressed in your best bling, sparkle, and shine for a chance to win Best in Bling Awards.
And, Carl, I'll see you in the kissing photo booth.
Oh, yeah.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
You may have seen the sign. You may have even driven by it today. Hi, I'm Rick Gendra, owner of Gendra 76 on the corner of Cypress and Bocelli. We've been a family-owned automotive care and repair business since 1979. And yes, we still pump your gas and clean your glass. Stop by anytime. Let us show you what old-fashioned service is all about. And try our app to save up to 25 cents per gallon of quality 76 gas.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Let's talk about reverse mortgages for a moment. If you're 62 or older and have equity in your home, a reverse mortgage could be a tool for your retirement. For those cash-strapped retirees or those looking for an additional source of income, this is an answer. A reverse mortgage could eliminate your mortgage payment. Another benefit, extend the life of your existing retirement cash. A reverse mortgage isn't for everyone, but when you call Rich Pinnell of Primary Residential Mortgage, Rich can counsel you to see if this is a fit for you. If it fits, then life just got easier for you. You see, Rich Pinnell in Primary Residential Mortgage specialize in reverse mortgages. Rich's experience in this specialized field is why so many people have benefited from a reverse mortgage. Call Primary Residential Mortgage. They're happy to help. 530-768-5557 or go to primeres.com/ready. This ad is not from HUD or FHA and was not approved by HUD or any government agency. Consumers remain responsible for property taxes, homeowners insurance, and home maintenance. Rich Pinnell, Branch Manager. NMLS number 1067640. PRMI NMLS 3094.
The Redding Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to reddingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. Enjoy lidded beverages throughout the auditorium at every show. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to reddingcivic.com to learn more.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
Ooh.
coming to the Cascade Theater February 21st, The Doo-Wop Project. Featuring Broadway stars from Jersey Boys and Motown the Musical, The Doo-Wop Project recreates pop hits from Frankie Valli and The Temptations, and they doo-wopify some of today's biggest chart toppers like Jason Mraz, Maroon 5, and Amy Winehouse. The Doo-Wop Project, February 21st at the Cascade. Get tickets today at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
If anybody else had all that, we'd be saying, this guy's our guy. For whatever reason, we continue to talk about everybody with Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, it's funny. I saw an article about today. Why is the media not talking more about Bernie Sanders? And it's obvious. Nobody gets crowds. Bernie, Trump, and Obama are the only three people I can think of that get crowds like. They do.
Yep.
Two of them have been president.
Mm-hmm.
With just, you know, the level of enthusiasm and everything like that.
Yikes.
I don't know what's going on there. So, article in Washington Post today. Bernie Sanders has some problems. He won last night or finished in New Hampshire in first place by just a couple of points. But Jennifer Rubin, which one is she? Have we talked to her before? Have I seen her on the cable news? Seems like one of those names I see on cable news.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
Bernie Sanders has problems from the Washington Post. Given that the progressive wing, Sanders plus Warren, managed to get about 35% of the vote last night, while the moderates, that would be Buttigieg, Amy, and Biden added together, are 52%. So moderate 52, liberal wing 35. It's clear that the majority of the party is not eager to enter a political suicide pact with a self-described socialist promoting a revolution.
So he got a much, much, much smaller number than he did against Hillary. Now, granted, there are more people running, but more people rejected socialism this time around than last time, which I think is pretty interesting.
As the front runner, Sanders should also expect to take fire for breaking his promise to release all of his medical records. Oh, I heard this the other day. He's not going to do that. He's 78 and had a heart attack 2 months ago. The party has every right to know precisely the state of his health. If he wins the nomination without full disclosure of his health, be prepared for the Trump campaign, which portrayed Hillary Clinton at death's door when she came down with the flu, to portray Sanders with one foot in the grave. This is certainly a valid electability issue. Boy, I don't know. Well, can Trump make that work? He has released his medical stuff, but not his taxes.
Right.
So, I don't know.
Well, he's the healthiest man to ever be president, according to his wackadoo doctor. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not that worried about it. It depends who the vape is.
I don't know. I'm not worried about it either.
Am I supposed to be more worried about Bernie dying than Bernie?
Yeah, exactly.
I'll put him in charge of that.
It's kind of interesting that Bernie won't release his medical records, though.
It is. I wonder what there is in there.
That was surprising to me.
It's got
to
be
wouldn't.
Something embarrassing. Horrific.
I've known a few people well that have had heart attacks, and often their diagnosis afterwards is you're way healthier now than you were before.
Yeah.
This had been building up for years. We got you reamed out. You're much better off now than you were before.
Right.
Is that not the case with Bernie? Because if it is, you'd think he'd want to put that out there.
I wonder if there's a mental health issue in there somewhere.
Hmm.
That would explain it.
Medical records in it,
happens to disclose he's been treated for this or has expressed concern on multiple occasions about that.
That's a good one, and I'm surprised that hasn't ever really worked its way to the top yet.
And I think it's kind of uncool, too.
It is. We've still never had a major presidential candidate that has seen a therapist regularly that we're aware of.
Yeah.
We've certainly never had one. You know, I went through a period where I was depressed and I was on name your drug, Zoloft, Wellbutrin, all those drugs that gazillions of us in America are on.
Right.
People that are on, and we've never had a presidential candidate, and I think it still would be, I don't think he could pull it off.
No.
I feel like that should be a requirement of the job once you get to the, at least once a month, you should talk to a therapist, a therapist.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
And, just some unbiased person who can say, hey, I know your job's important, but therapists say, I don't know, I'm not one.
You talk about glass ceilings for race and gender and a variety of things for being president. The one that we haven't even come close to making a dent in is any mental health issues whatsoever.
Including the person who, and I'm imagining this, I don't know what Bernie's deal is, has a rough patch, they're really, really down and looks into depression treatment. And then maybe passes on it, but it's still in your medical records.
Sure.
Plus, I have a friend, I think I can tell the story. It's not true for everybody. Everybody's case is different. Conduct your doctor, or ask your doctor if Blafuqua is right for you. But this person was on anxiety medication for a very long time and isn't anymore. And I asked, wow, what changed? And he said, maturity. He said, I was way too wrapped up in worrying about the wrong things and realized it, and now I'm a lot better at managing that stuff without the drugs. So is that guy unfit for office?
You'd never get elected president with that story. You tell Barbara, come up with a more current comment. I'm Joe Biden all of a sudden.
H.L. Mencken,
yes, sir.
Olden
you dog-faced pony boy. It's like they used to say in the 30s. Now, you can't go on Anderson Cooper and tell that story and get elected president. Not a chance. Can you get elected as a black guy, a woman, gay, any of those things? Absolutely. Not a problem. You go
what
on Anderson Cooper.
What about a black lesbian woman?
Yes, I think you could.
All right.
Before you could.
Finally.
Before you could go Anderson Cooper and say, yeah, I was taking drugs for being depressed, and turned out I wasn't depressed, I just need to get my act together or something like that. No way you get elected president.
Mm.
And I don't think you could say, I was 25 and, I don't know, my parents divorced and my dog died and I went through a period where I was on Zoloft for a while. And no way. I don't think you can.
Yeah.
I want to be clear. I'm not going nuts.
I don't think that's fair.
No, but you're going home, Joe.
Well, fair got nothing to do with it, Jack.
That's interesting. I wonder why
attitudes are evolving and will continue. Well, you want to know somebody's mentally stable if they have the nuclear codes. You'd like to think they're a very stable genius.
Oh, absolutely, that's a fair point. Yeah. But it's not a fair point to say that if anybody ever had any mental health care,
right,
that they're not capable of doing that.
I would agree with you.
But that seems to be where we are as a nation.
Yes.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
You'd never even get the nomination.
Probably not.
Nope. Okay, there you go. That's what it is, then. That's why he won't release his medical records, because he took something for depression or anxiety or something at some point.
Maybe he was, like, really down in 89 when the Soviet Union was falling apart and his beloved communism was exposed as a disaster.
I'm sorry. I just didn't know.
So apparently this guy, Jay Matthews, has also been writing in the Washington Post for years, pointing out how the taller candidate almost always wins elections, and that is true. It's just factually true, particularly for presidents. Trump is obsessed with height. Now he's trying to weaponize it in the election.
And he is obsessed with height.
Yeah, and this Jay Matthews writes, I feel like I'm to blame. For 32 years, I've been reporting in this newspaper, the Washington Post, about the effect of height on electoral success. No other journalist or political scientist ever seemed inclined to heed my research, but Trump recognizes this unhappy truth. Height is destiny, and all too often the taller candidate wins. And that's how you end up with Lil Marco, Lil Katie, who is Lil Katie? Lil Rocket Man, Lil Bob Corker, Lil Adam Schiff, who, by the way, is 5'11", which is the average height of men.
His pencil neck is fair game as far as I'm concerned.
How about his beady eyes?
Yeah.
Who is Lil Katie?
Little
kid. Oh, one of your MSNBC reporters.
Oh, okay.
She's very short and,
therefore worthless. God, I hope my daughter isn't listening. I have two diminutive daughters.
Well, you were being sarcastic.
Or was I?
You were pointing out how stupid that would be.
Yes.
And therefore unable to make reasonable decisions because you're not this tall.
Right. I was afraid my delivery was so dry.
Because we know everybody we've ever known in our lives who was tall was brilliant and made good decisions.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's a direct correlation.
But this guy says, I've been pointing out for years that this is just a fact, and Trump knows this, apparently.
Yeah.
Bloomberg's 5'8", by the way. And Trump tweeted yesterday, Mini Mike is a short ball hitter, tiny club head speed. Keep America great!
True. Being long off the tee? I'm obsessed with golf, and I think that's ridiculous.
Jay Matthews writes, I started writing about this back in 1988, the year George H.W. Bush, 6'2", faced off against Michael Dukakis, 5'8".
Oh, not even close.
Punked him. Like the little runt he is. Go back to Massachusetts, you helmet-wearing, murderer-releasing piece of garbage.
Trump says he's 6'3". Which is still what you get with you Googled it. But this guy says in a 2016 primary debate, he clearly seemed to be shorter than Jeb Bush, who's 6'3". I don't know. I don't have any idea. Trump looks like a pretty big guy to me whenever he's standing next to anybody. I got a picture of him here next to 5'8 Bloomberg.
So Jebediah, obviously, was an exception. I mean, if you are so bland and hapless that you can't get past 2%, you can be 7'11", and it wouldn't help you.
Please clap.
So Yao Ming is not going to become president just because he's tall.
Right. It helps.
Okay, so this guy's saying Trump's only 6'2". Well, maybe, I don't know.
What
the hell's the difference?
I don't think it works the same among women, does it? Should Amy Klobuchar throw on some 6-inch spike heels?
Because she's 5'4"?
Yeah, is she that short?
She's
always, that's the same size as my daughter, Delaney.
She's always referencing Madison, founding father, James Madison.
Right.
Is that his name?
Little James. Little Jemmy Madison.
He always says, James Madison was 5'4". And blah, 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 blah.
It's a good point.
Is it?
Yes.
I don't know.
Hillary. And Madison, Jack, had two arms just like me. So that means I'm like James Madison. Please.
Abraham Lincoln beat an opponent who was 10 inches shorter than him. Yeah. Okay. I don't think that's the reason.
Well, he beat him with his fists, or he bested him at the ballot box.
Since 1952, when many voters had their first chance to see presidential candidates on television, 12 of the 17 contests have been won by the taller person. 12 out of 17 is pretty impressive number.
It is.
And no shorter candidate has ever succeeded overcoming a deficit larger than 5 inches, the gap between W and John Kerry in 2004. Bush is the exception, beating the taller John Kerry.
Yeah. As an incumbent, 12 out of 17, were the other five short guy victories incumbents? I mean, because you have to adjust for incumbency. So if everybody who's overcome the height gap has been an incumbent, I mean, that just proves it.
I'm decent with presidential history, but I don't know how tall George McGovern was. I can't really join in this conversation.
Nah, I don't care.
I'm not really good on the height of Walter Mondale.
Not that into it.
I think it's just funny. The guys that have been writing about it for years, and now the president has really weaponized the whole height thing.
Right. How big's Bernie? I don't know. He hunches over a little bit.
He looks like a pretty big guy to me. I've seen him on the softball field when he's doing that whole thing. He looks like a pretty big guy.
Moves well for a man of his age, too.
Oh, yeah.
I'll grant him that.
Yeah, he's no shuffling old Joe Biden.
Richard Nixon was slightly shorter than George McGovern.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah. This is some dumb analysis right here.
Yeah, McGovern was 6'1". I got them all. Who you need to know?
Do we have Bernie's height? And that's unfortunate. Probably not on the page you're on, but this is the dumbest
release
conversation
we've ever
had.
Release the medical records. Oh, yeah, it's completely meaningless.
A smooth 6 feet.
Right there. Six
it's right foot. Even.
I spent most of my life at 5'11", bitter that I hadn't reached 6 feet.
Well, hand size became a big deal last election, right? Trump's hand size.
That's right.
Does he actually have tiny hands or not?
He is somewhat short-fingered, but that's not a sin.
Oh, God, no. No, it's not.
No, it's
please,
not.
Please, as the world's oldest democracy and the biggest economy in the world, let's make our decisions on something other than height and hand size. How pencilish your neck is.
For instance.
Armstrong and Getty.
Today, the world is changing. There's a revolution going on that's transforming the lives of millions. CBD is a dramatic shift in how people are now taking care of themselves to get relief from discomfort to knees, shoulders, and other physical problems. Hi, my name is Donna Taylor, owner and satisfied customer of CBD Labs. Maybe you've heard how CBD products have improved the life of a family member or friend, or just curious to see how your quality of life can get better. And CBD can deliver results once thought nearly impossible without a prescription. Hey, I've tried them all and now realize why industry experts always recommend CBD Labs. Because top-rated CBD Labs works. It's not marijuana and contains no THC, the ingredient that gets you high. Do yourself a favor and call now to find out how to get a free bottle.
To get your free bottle of CBD Labs, call 800-605-8842. That's 800-605-8842. Free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-605-8842. 800-605-8842.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free.
That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The average adult has issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Welcome to the Year of the Bear, Black Bear Diner's year-long 25th anniversary celebration. Black Bear Diner first started serving up bear-sized portions of family favorites in 1995, and they are marketing this milestone with a year of tasty specials, fun celebrations, and a continued commitment to give back to the community. Stay tuned and be sure to stop by the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Cypress and Redding all year long, and help us celebrate 25 years of
Black Bear Diner.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in. It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Interest in garbage on the corner over here?
Yeah. What is going on around?
How long is that going to be there?
I don't know. I don't know.
It's just incredible. I mean, there are decent restaurants, buildings, apartments, businesses around here.
Right.
You just got a stack of garbage on the corner.
Yeah, that, enormous. I'm sure there are rats about and other vermin and God knows what else.
Yes, Hanson?
That pile has doubled in size since yesterday.
Oh, it has?
It grew by one cart.
That would be an interesting one to follow, see how long it is there.
That's well, and
crazy.
It will grow because people will see that lawlessness permitted and they will glom onto it. And before you know, we'll have an enormous rat-infested mountain of garbage. But anyway, they cited pest activity, human waste, trash accumulation, and harborage conditions.
Harborage conditions.
I don't know what that is. Anyway, but the city officials in liberal Colorado said, that's enough, you gotta go, and they cleaned it out, and said you gotta move along, in spite of the, well, Denver is actually appealing the, decision that enforcing camping bans is illegal or unconstitutional unless there's a bed for every bum and junkie within shouting distance, but, more and more places around the country are waking up and realizing, oh, compassion without lawfulness will lead to chaos and filth and rats and the rest. You just can't have it. I know it makes you feel bad. It was like that Adam Carolla thing we played yesterday. You're not a bad person. You're not a mean person if you say, look, you can't shoot up here. There's kids playing.
It's a bigger issue on the West Coast than the rest of the country. Is it enough to be a national issue yet? Half the homeless people in the whole country are in California.
Yeah.
So that's pretty impressive. Maybe in the presidential election, Trump against Bernie or whoever, Trump could come out here out to California and say, this homeless situation's got to go. And then, you know, I don't know, maybe make some headway there. People are tired of it.
I wonder what the candidate's stance is on bums and junkies.
I don't know.
Probably come out in some Super Tuesday debate, I wonder.
I bet I could guess.
We've now entered Final Thoughts with your host, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
That's kind of like that music designed to put you to sleep. Here's your host for Final Thoughts, Joe Getty.
Yeah, hey, let's get a final thought from everybody on the crew to wrap things up. Michelangelo presses the buttons. He keeps us on the air. Michael, final thought?
Okay, Andrew Yang and Michael Bennett, campaign workers, need your help today. If you see one holding a sign on the corner, be kind. Give a 99-cent taco and some kind words. They're hurting this morning.
Michael Bennett.
They're hurting this
positive
morning.
Positive Sean, our producer. Final thought for us?
Yeah, I was a huge fan of Andrew Yang. He ran one heck of a campaign. I hope his voice is heard on the national stage for years to come.
Yeah, you're here.
Jack, final thought?
I wonder if he'll be the secretary or something.
That'd be a cabinet position of some sort.
That whole he should run for mayor of New York talk sure started fast.
I didn't even know he's a New Yorker.
I didn't either. I'm not sure he has any interest in the job. Toronto Raptors won the NBA championship. A foreign film won the Oscars. Now a French poodle has won the Westminster Dog Show.
Ooh.
Huh? America first!
We have I will make this my final thought. We are commemorating what is almost certainly the end of Joe Biden's 2020 presidential campaign with a flash sale on our Hey Esther Armstrong and Getty t-shirts.
That was a fun time, wasn't it?
It's at armstrongandgetty.com. The discount code is at armstrongandgetty.com.
And I said, hey, Esther.
We will not sell your data to anybody, as far as I know. Do we sell anybody's data? A little bit,
hard
maybe?
To say. We're probably going through a third-party app that's stealing everything you have.
Yeah. Please. They're probably watching you while you use the bathroom. I mean, it's just... never having a privacy these days. I'm tired.
I feel like I got to get a Biden T-shirt. I feel like that's the sort of thing I want to have.
Yes,
it's emblematic of something.
Yes, it is deliciously ironic.
Yeah, I might get a Biden hat that I rock for a couple of years. Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling 4-hour workday.
Here's my final thought: Joe Biden is proof that if at first you don't succeed, try and try again. But if you fail over and over again, maybe you just suck at it. Maybe you just got to stop.
Has never finished higher than fourth in three attempts.
And they talked him into trying again. I feel bad for the guy.
Something. We will see you tomorrow. God bless America.
You having a good time?
Okay, I did not say that.
I've sat here for over 3 hours and 15 minutes.
That sucks.
If you wish to leave, you may.
Let me just say how very, very dismaying and disappointing.
Not good.
And just... change the channel from this mesmerizing horror show.
We'll be better tomorrow than we were today.
Then we heard the words,
it's over for me.
Adios, mofo.
Okay, so we're dismissed, is that correct?
Do you want to rephrase what you're doing?
I busted my neck.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.